Yeah, I think the stimulus package is very disappointing from a Donegal point of view. And after much of the hype which we've heard in recent weeks about how this package was going to be spread across the whole country, I think Donegal, unfortunately, really has been left behind and left out for the vast bulk of the funding and the jobs that are supposed to emanate from it. The overall stimulus package is $2.25 billion. That's supposed to create 13,000 jobs. But while the developments in Donegal are welcome in the two primary centres in Dunloe and Donegal Town and also the new courthouse for Letterkenny, they are small projects and it's very small money with regard to the overall size of the stimulus package. And really, I think it's absolutely unacceptable that a government can go and bring in a package of this size and allocate such little funds out of it to Donegal.
Do you feel that maybe Donegal should have been one of the counties gaining most from this stimulus package?
Well, when you look at how Donegal has been affected in terms of the downturn of the construction industry and in terms of how our unemployment rate is so much higher than other parts of the country, the fact that there's none of the schools which are planned underneath this stimulus package located in Donegal, the fact that there's none of the roads in this package located in Donegal, leaving no money, for example, for the A5 or the Letterkenny Lifford link into the A5, and leaving, as I said as well, our schools out of the loop. And there's a number of big projects across the county which could have done with that funding from schools. I think really, although the stimulus package will be helpful from a national point of view, every part of the country should have benefited from it. And it's patently obvious from what's announced today that Donegal really has not and has been left behind by the government in this instance.